This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a day-long visit to Gujarat today. Mr. Modi will participate in Samudra Se Samriddhi event and inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of multiple development projects worth over 34,200 crore rupees at Bhavnagar. The projects cater to multiple sectors including maritime, LNG infrastructure, renewable energy, highways, healthcare and urban transport. Thereafter, the Prime Minister will undertake an aerial survey of Dholera. In the afternoon, he will chair a review meeting and visit the National Maritime Heritage Complex at Lothal. He will inaugurate the Mumbai International Cruise Terminal at Indira Dock. President Draupadi Murmu will be on a visit to Bihar today. She will go to the holy city of Gayaji and offer Pindadan, a ritual offering for ancestors at the Vishnupad temple. The world-famous Pitrupaksh Mela is being organized in Gayaji, during which a large number of devotees from India and abroad are arriving to offer Pindadan and Tarpan in memory of their ancestors and departed souls. The president will arrive at Gaya Airport by a special aircraft at 8 a.m. From there, she will proceed by road to the Vishnupad temple. In view of her visit, the district administration has made strict security arrangements. India has called upon the world to strengthen and intensify efforts to deal with terrorism in all its forms and manifestations. It said, the world is aware of the nexus between terrorists and Pakistani state and the military. Replying to a media query on the latest videos of terror outfits in Pakistan, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal, during a press briefing in New Delhi yesterday, said such incidents make it more glaring.
We all have to fight cross-border terrorism and terrorism. In each and every document that comes out of a multilateral arena, whether it is BRICS or SCO or anywhere else, you see the kind of support that is there to fight international terrorism. And in fact, there is a reference to fighting cross-border terrorism as well. So we call upon the world that we have to strengthen and intensify our efforts to deal with terrorism in all its forms and manifestations.
India has strongly cautioned all its citizens to exercise the strictest vigilance regarding employment promises or offers in Iran. In a statement, the External Affairs Ministry said the government of Iran allows visa-free entry to Indians only for tourism purposes. It said any agents promising visa-free entry into Iran for employment or other purposes may well be in connivance with criminal gangs. India has voted in favor of a UN General Assembly resolution that allows Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas to address its upcoming high-level session through video. It comes after the US denied visas to Palestinian officials, preventing their participation in person. The 193-member General Assembly adopted the resolution titled Participation by the State of Palestine during its 80th session, with 145 nations voting in favor, 5 against, and 6 abstentions. The US and Israel opposed the measure, while India was among those supporting it. The Jammu and Kashmir State Board of School Education, JKBOSE, has issued revised dates for the postponed exams of class 10th and 11th. Our correspondent reports, as per the notification, the secondary school examination, that is class 10th, and higher secondary examination part 1, class 11th, session annual private or biannual 2025, which were earlier scheduled on the 10th of September 2025, in the date sheets notified by JKBOSE on the 4th of September, but were postponed due to unavoidable circumstances, have now been rescheduled to the 25th of September 2025 for class 11th and on 26th of September 2025 for class 10th. And in men's cricket, India defeated Oman by 21 runs in the final Group A clash at the T20 Asia Cup in Abu Dhabi last night. Arshdeep Singh became the first Indian bowler to reach 100 T20 international wickets in 64 matches. With this win, men in blue are entering the Super 4 stage at the top of Group A. And that is the end of this news bulletin.